early in the new year. HF in the truck. Wishing everyone a happy 2026. Back to you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Chris. And that's fantastic. That is a lofty goal. It'll be a lot of fun to get some mobile HF work in there. Thanks for checking in, and I'll move down the list to Mike 3, Oscar Yankee Sierra. I've got you as AJ. I didn't write down your personal or your name when you sent it just before the net, but I'll turn it over to you. And Happy New Year coming up, and hope all is going to be great for 2026. But what do you have planned, Sam Radio wise, for 2026? Go ahead. Mike 3, Oscar Yankee Sierra, what do you have planned for 2026? Go ahead. All right, no copy on Mike 3, Oscar Yankee Sierra. I'll open it up for Eastern Canada check-in, so TransCanada Net. Your net control, myself, Dave, Victor Echo 5, Uniform Oscar, and I'm located in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Please join us now.
Victor Alpha 3, Yankee Bravo. Victor Alpha 3, Yankee Bravo Sierra.
Victor Echo 3, Golf Victor Golf, Belleville.
All right, I got two there. I'll take I've got Victor Alpha 3, Yankee Bravo Sierra, and Victor Echo 3, Golf Victor Golf. I'll start with you, Bill, in Dunville, Ontario. VA3 YBS, this is your net control, Victor Echo 5, Uniform Oscar. And Bill, thanks for joining the net, the last net for 2025. What are your ham radio goals for 2026? Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, David, and thanks for having me on the net. My goals for 2026, I guess, would be to get into HF. I just got licensed in June of 2025, and so far I've only been using UHF and VHF. So I think I want to do a little experiment, get some kind of antenna up. I've got lots of room here. We live in the country. And get going with VHF. It should open up a whole new world to me. We're getting some freezing rain here in Dunville this afternoon. It's not a very nice day, so it's a good day to be on the radio. With that, I'll get back to you. This is VA3 YBS.
Okay, very good. And thanks, Bill, for checking in. And yeah, you're just getting started. That's awesome. And being out in the rural areas for HF is, well, I don't know that you'll appreciate it until you go and visit somebody in the city. I can speak from experience. I've got a ton of noise in the city. Wish I would have got into an acreage before I retired. All right, thanks again, Bill. Appreciate you joining the net, and hope to see you on here next time I'm net control, or hear you on here in times in between. Down the list to Cam, Victor Echo 3, Golf, Victor Golf. Thanks for joining the net from Belleville. And Cam, what do you got planned for 2026? Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. This is VE3 Golf, Victor Golf. Name is Cam, location Belleville. And I guess for here, probably, if anything else, maybe getting out a signal on HF. It's going to be difficult because they don't have any of the usual accoutrements to put up an antenna inside. So I'm going to have to somehow work this out. So. Anyhow, possibly on the balcony. We'll have to work on that. But that's going to be the goal, and it'll either be in CW or phone. We can do both. So we will have to see just what the whole thing will come up with there. VE3GVG, back to net control, and welcome to everyone on for 2026.
Very good, Cam. That's excellent. And, well, I guess on the upside, there's no shortage of information on space limited apartment type antennas. And, I know I got my start in ham radio in the, in an apartment and, had a blast, just with a loaded, antenna mounted, whip, got me on the air on 10 meters and, all the way to 40 meters and, was able to get my CW endorsement back in the day when that was a thing. very good. Thanks, Cam. And I'm going to open it up for another round of check-ins from Eastern Canada. So Ontario and East for the TransCanada Net. Please join us now. Nothing heard. Not too many check-ins from the East today. So we'll move over to the West. Western Canada, Victor Echo 4, and West all the way to the West Coast of British Columbia. And we'll pick up the North, if there's anybody from the North as well. Check-ins with TransCanada Net. Please join us now.
Victor Echo 7, Mike X-ray Uniform. Victor Echo 7, Mike X-ray Uniform. Randy in Kelowna.
Victor Echo 6, Delta Zulu, Gary in Edmonton, Victor Echo 6, Delta Zulu.
Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey, Papa, Tango.
Victor Echo 4, Golf, Whiskey, Sierra.
Well, with that round, the West beats the East. So hopefully those in the East who didn't check in, I'll take that on as a little bit of a challenge once we open it up for everybody. And Victor Echo 7, Mike X-ray Uniform. And Victor Echo 6, Delta Zulu. And Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Papa Tango. And Victor Echo 4, Golf Whiskey Sierra, the people I've got on the list here. And we will start at the top of the list with Randy in Kelowna. Victor Echo 7, Mike X-ray Uniform. How's it going, Randy? And what are your ham radio plans for 2026? Go ahead.
I'm pretty limited income, and I think I've pretty much blown my budget for a while. So I don't know. I might at some point look at getting an HF rig. I'm not really sure what I can do in my apartment here, and I don't have my advanced yet, so I can't do my remote operation at the club station. So I don't know. Probably keep playing around with VHF and All-Star and Pi-Star. That's about it. It's decent here. It's -8, and it's going to warm up probably to about -5. So no snow. Happy with that. Back to the net.
Real good, Randy. And, well, there you go. There's your incentive to get your advanced and get your advanced license in 2026. And get that remote operating in for sure. Right on. Thanks for checking in. And glad to hear you don't have any snow in Kelowna. And hopefully you'll keep it that way. And I'd love to send you some of ours. But actually, I wouldn't because I don't like to make people miserable. Down the list, Gary, Danger Zone, Victor Echo 6, DZ. Been a long time. I haven't talked to you, Gary, in a while. How are things out in Edmonton? And I assume you're in Edmonton. When he doesn't say Edmonton as your city, it just says Alberta. But over to you, Gary. Tell me what you got planned for 2026. Go ahead.
Well, hello, my friend. I hope you're doing well. You see, good old Edmonton. Well, you get the weather about half a day, 6 hours to a day after we've already had it, sort of thing. So we've been having this cold weather and lots of snow and lots of miserable and all that, and of course for a while now. You got to talk about them people out in BC. They should consider themselves the tropics compared to what we have to contend with. They don't see -32 with -40 and -50 wind chills. They don't see any of that. They're just right around the freezing mark, which is considered tropical here in Edmonton. Anyway, I had the stroke and I had the lymphoma, so now my goal for 2026 is just to try to regain some of my mobility back, because that is the most critical is the health and stuff. And as far as getting around, well, I'm pretty much taking the DATS bus, because there's just no way I can get down the street to the bus stop to take the regular bus. So I'm pretty much a shut-in for now till the snow goes away and stuff, and people actually shovel their walks and stuff. So if I can make it to the end of the to the street, that's the main thing there. But anyway, just trying to get better, that's all, from the stroke and stuff. So 73, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all those out there, and hope you get what you ask for in the upcoming year. The 6DZ, Gary in Edmonton. Oh, and I haven't even been able to change my QRZ page. You might want to take a look at that. See my puppies and stuff. They're a great godsend to me, the little doggy that I have left. So that's Teddy I have left. So 73, one and all, have yourself a great coming year. Be 6DZ.
Oh gosh, Gary, I hadn't heard about your stroke there, and I wish you well in your recovery in 2026. And I know it's exacerbated by the cold weather. And yes, we get your cold weather. A little later. Wish you guys would just keep it, but you know, we're glad to take your sloppy seconds, if you will. So, but all the best to you, Gary, and I wish you well in your recovery, and hope to chat with you again. Hope to spend a little more time on the Canada Hub here as well, as I've got a little more time, as I am not working anymore. Packed it in just about not even a week ago now. So anyway, I hope to chat with you more, Gary, and I hope things improve for you in 2026. 73, my friend. Down the list of Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Papa Tango. Jonathan in Victoria, welcome to the net. And I hope everything is nice out in Victoria, and that you have some plans, have radio plans for 2026. Please join us now.
Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Papa Tango. Yeah, thanks for the check-in there. It's been a while since I've been able to get on, just with radio issues and being busy on weekends, so this weekend worked out well. And what else was I thinking there? Someone mentioned tropics. Yeah, we can't complain here in BC, and especially Victoria. We get less rain than even Vancouver, so it's hard to complain. My goals next year are going to be really to finish my tower project. I started it a couple of years ago, digging the hole, and finally got the concrete in, the tower up, and then haven't been able to afford coax. I lost my job last year and got a new one. Actually, it was still this year, isn't it? Yeah, we're still in 25, so earlier this year. Got a new one, but I'm still now a little nervous about spending just in case something happens again. So, but my goal for sure in 26 is to get coax to the tower and get that project complete. Open up a whole new world of fun there with getting some HF antennas up and so on. So I think that sums it up. So thanks again for the check-in. Have a great new year, everyone. And 73, VA7, WPT.
Oh, thanks for checking in, Jonathan. And yeah, sorry to hear about the job loss earlier in the year. And I've been through that a couple of times in my career, working in tech for the last 38 years. And you always bounce back one way or another. So all the best to you, and all the best for the tower project. And it's always a big job getting the concrete poured and getting the tower up. Did that a bunch of years back, and it's a lot of fun. And man, it makes a big improvement to your station. So have fun with that, and hopefully the weather stays good out in Victoria. I hope to pop out there sometime, maybe later this winter and in the spring, maybe. So 73, my friend, down the list of Victor Echo 4 Golf, Whiskey Sierra, George, and Brandon, welcome to the net. And what do you got planned for 2026? Go ahead.
Yeah, good day, David. Anybody else that can copy here in Brandon? It is currently minus and it is snowing like it is out in Saskatchewan. But anyway, my plans are, I've kind of got my eye on the ICOM 7300 Mark II. We'll look for some reviews and see what happens there. And I would like to put up a big Delta in the back. I've got a 65-foot pine tree, and off to each 16-foot fiberglass pole, so we're going to look at that, but I haven't figured out how to get it over top of the tree yet. Back to net.
Great to hear, and Delta Loop will work fantastic, and also curious to see or hear about the 7300 Mark II. It looks, at least on paper, that there are some pretty good improvements on the radio. I had a 7300, and I sold it to a local ham and replaced it with a 7610 in the shack here. But a great radio, and so.